Here we are. It's another Tuesday, and you know exactly what that means. It's another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We're starting a brand new series entitled Tug of War, and you don't want to miss a moment of it. So you know the move. Grab your friends. Grab your family. Grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. Don't forget that notebook, that iPad, that laptop. Let's lock in. Let's get to work, y'all. See you in a minute. What's going on, everybody? And welcome to today's episode. First and foremost, before we get started, I want to thank you all for listening to our quick little two-week series that we did at the beginning of this month entitled B. For those of you who are joining me for the first time or the first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. Brief little synopsis. We had some B words. And when I say B words, that is the word B in parentheses. And those words were to believe, to become, to belong, and just to be you. And if you haven't listened to it, please, after you listen to this episode, listen to that quick series. It was a lot of fun to do, because it allowed us to believe, but then not only just stop at the belief level, to put feet to our prayers and put feet to our faith and put feet to what we believe and what we've written down and what we've envisioned and what we've seen others do that have been in our position at some point. And it caused us to be, it allowed us to become. And within becoming, and after putting feet to our prayers and becoming, we said that we belong here. We know that we belong here because we did the necessary things. We've worked for it. We've prayed for it. We've believed for it. We've strived for it. We've fought for it. But even in the midst of all of that, there are some people don't feel like we're qualified or that you're qualified for where you are. There's always going to be somebody that has a problem with where you are, even in the midst of doing a great work. One of my favorite scriptures says that I will stay here because a great opportunity to do a great thing is in front of me, and there is opposition. When you're doing a great work, there will be opposition. There will be people that don't feel like you belong. There are people that feel like what you're doing is asinine. They feel like that what you're doing is it will not work, will not move, will not happen. And you have to have enough boldness and strength to say, listen, it's going to work. I belong here. I've done the necessary things. I've prayed, I've cried, I've stayed up late nights, I've gotten no sleep, I've done all that I can. I've done all the necessary things, and whether you think so or not, try not to get preachy here, but it's getting up on me. Believe it or not, whether you want me here or not, I belong here. And so we talked about that. That was a great, great opportunity and a great episode to do. But then at the end of it all, when you've believed and you've become and you've said you belong and you've showed that you belong, when it all said and done, you were you. You were authentic in all of it. And so we ended the series by saying, just be you through it all. Just be you. There is an authenticity through it all, and we all have to learn how to be just that. So again, thank you all for listening to that series. And if you have not listened to that series, please take the time to do so. After this episode or sometime later this week, check it out. It's entitled B. But again, thank you. Oh, all right, let's get rolling with the start of a brand new series entitled Tug of War. If you did not read the introduction to this series earlier this week, by the way, you will find that on Instagram and you will get those tags at the end of the episode. When I was a kid, at the end of the year, we used to do a thing called Field Day. And Field Day was the day before the last day of school. And so what we did was we had these games, we had contests, we had food, we had cotton candy, we had snow cones. It was just a day where we just did absolutely nothing. I mean, it's the end of the year anyway, so I mean, what tests were you going to give at the end of the year? Excuse me. Whew. Sorry, y'all. But what tests were you going to give at the end of the year? What was the point? And so we would I mean, we would go around rooms and watch movies and go to different rooms and play games and see people we had to see we don't see very often because we're always in class. So only time we ever see them is when we're at recess. But we always had a contest called Tug of War. If you don't know what tug of war is, you just don't know what tug of war is. Just find out. I was not about to judge you for not knowing what tug of war is. It's not what we do here. That's what you were hoping for. But we're not doing that. That's petty. But when we would play tug of war, I would always end up being in the front of the rope. The front of the rope. I mean, granted, I was freakishly strong as a kid. But I'm small. I'm small. I've been small. I was small then. I'm small now. And what would happen is there was always that one kid on the other side of the rope that wanted to show his brute strength, how to show that he was the strongest kid in class. And they would always put him in front of the rope to try to pull me over the line so they could get the win. And I thought about that as I was planning new series and new episodes. I thought about all of those times where I was in the front of the rope and I was having to pull somebody that was freakishly strong and how that applies to life. In life, we're faced with oftentimes trying to pull away from those things that have tried to pull us away from purpose and from destiny and from living a life where we're stress-free and not as that's not chaotic, that is healthy, that is healing, that is freeing. And so for a little while, for a few weeks, unless it gets really good. But for a few weeks, we are going to talk about those things that we are often at war with. And I wanted to use the theme tug of war for that reason alone, because it was something I absolutely just, I don't want to say hate. I want to say I highly had a high disdain for tug of war. If I could have avoided it, I would. But, you can't avoid things. You can't avoid things in life. You can't avoid those battles you fight and face in life. You have to approach them and confront them head on, and stay prayerful and build your faith through them. But let's start with one that we all have been. We all have been at some point. And so I want to ask you two quick little questions to just set up today's talk. And those questions are this: one, are you a fixer? And two, has anyone tried to fix you? Are you a fixer? put that in quotation marks, air quotations, fixer, and has anyone ever tried to fix you? And as triggering as this question may be, we often have to ask ourselves why we try to fix people who don't want to be, and how we allow other people to try to fix us, and how we allow ourselves to conform to other people's standards and what you should look like and what you should dress like and how you should act and where you should go and who you should be with and this, that, and third, instead of being who we are called to be. See, we're filled and we are surrounded and we are encompassed in a world of bad advice. Sometimes we give the bad advice. Other times the bad advice is given to us. We're often filled with a lot of people who are psychologists and psychiatrists, but fail to realize that they need one. Believe me, I've been on both sides of this, where I tried to be everyone's psychologist, psychiatrist, tried to be everybody's Jiminy Cricket, everybody's conscience, everybody's voice of reason. But there were so many times in my own life where I personally, and I still struggle with this from time to time, so I don't want to make it seem like I'm still, like I'm just this perfect anybody, perfect somebody who isn't still going through this to an extent. But I was on both sides of this, where I was trying, like I said, trying to be people's voice of reason, be people's Jiminy Cricket, trying to be people's psychologist, psychiatrist, all of that. I was trying to be all of those things to people, not realizing that I needed one myself, that I needed to take my own advice. And I think of that thing we used to say when we were kids. When somebody would tell you to shut up, you go, shut don't go up, prices do. So take your own advice and shut up too. Sometimes I needed to shut up. Sometimes I needed to keep my opinion to myself. Sometimes I needed to not insert my opinion when I felt that it was needed. Sometimes I didn't need to speak a word on somebody because the word was not appropriate for their situation. Sometimes I just needed to just go, you know what? I'm not going to say this. It's not appropriate to say. This is not appropriate time to say. I don't think I'm personally qualified to say it. And there's a point in your life where you have to say to yourself, I can't be all things to all people. I can't fix everybody. I'm not going to try to fix everybody. I'm not going to try to be everybody's conscience, be everybody's voice of reason, because everybody is not accepting or welcoming or receptive of that. And for what it's worth, everybody... Yeah, let's put it like, let's go even deeper with that. There are a lot of people that are receptive, but they are not people that apply what you say. You can tell them stop doing something till you're blue in the face. You can tell them to stop doing something till the cows come home. You can tell them to stop doing something until it stresses you out. It makes you pull your hair out. It makes you develop a bad habit. You can tell people this. You can stress yourself out trying to fix people. And people will listen. People will receive it. But people won't apply it. We can all hear a thing, but we won't ever do a thing. Ah, say it again, Stevens. Talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. We can all hear a thing, but we don't always apply a thing that we hear. Or the things that we hear. And so you have to learn and you have to get in your mind that you can't fix everybody. Everybody can't be fixed. Everybody don't want to be fixed. No, but not everybody wants to be fixed. And so we get us, we get caught up oftentimes in other people's stories. We get immersed in other people's situations that we should not be immersed in. Don't act like, don't sit there and look at this, look at your phone, look at your laptop, or look at whatever you're listening to this show on. Don't look at that thing all confused like you've never been there, like you've never done that before, like you've never immersed yourself in a story. Let me tell you something. I've been there. I had the uncanny and oftentimes annoying ability to try to immerse myself in somebody's situation that I've never been in, never been through, and shouldn't have been being nosy about. And often, far too often, we find ourselves in those situations where we try to give advice about things we don't know anything about. And oftentimes, we find ourselves trying to fix people that don't want to be fixed. Sometimes you got to say, listen, I'm not going to get in the middle of it. It's none of my business. If they wanted my advice, they would have asked me for my advice. But I'm just not going to unwarrantedly and just, you know, completely give my advice to somebody that doesn't want it. Because there's that reception and application thing again. There are people that don't listen and don't apply. There are some people that don't listen at all. That people that listen and do apply. There are some people that don't apply until later on. There are some people that don't listen and then apply, then finally go, oh my goodness, I've been in this situation too long, but there was some advice that I was given, and now it's time to apply. And there are some people that don't apply it and will listen and never, ever, ever apply it at all. I know I probably said that same thing 12 different times, 4 different ways, and 3 different seasons, but it doesn't matter. There is a reception. And there's an application. There's the realm of reception and the realm of application. We have to mesh both of those together. But let me go even further about fixing people. Show of hands. I know you can't see me and I can't see you. But for research purposes, just put your hand up. Have you ever been in a relationship? Have you ever been in a friendship where the person that you are with is kind of messy? They're kind of petty. They're kind of destructive. They're kind of and not trying to destroy you per se, but they're kind of messing their own lives up. And oftentimes, because we are so compassionate and we want people to change, and we want to see people bring about change within their own lives, and we want to bring about change within our own lives, so many times we find ourselves trying to fix people that we're in relationship with, or we have a friendship with. And oftentimes we push people away because we try to fix them. We relationships end because we try to fix them and mold them into what we believe they should be, and mold them and make them into what we think they should be. I'm sorry, I kind of had a little jumbled up moment there. I apologize. But we try to fix them into what we believe they should be. We want them to be this. We want them to look like this. We want them to do this. We want them to say this. We want them to dress this way. We want them to dress that way. We want them to talk this way. We want them to work this job. We want them to work. Doesn't this sound like some people's families as well? Oh, let me just drop this on your porch and walk off. How many people's families are like, let's not even talk about relationships right now, but let's talk about family members who try to fix you. Or have you ever been that family member that tried to fix somebody? And a lot of times we try to fix people based on the situations that we've had in the past are based on the issues, are based on the bad things we've had in the past. We try to fix people to make sure that they don't do that thing again. To make sure that this person, I went through this storm with the person before me, and you, and I hope you never put me through this. And that is okay to tell your testimony, but don't tell your testimony in hopes that they are not like the past. You pray that they're not like the past. You pray and you hope that they're not like a past hurt or a past relationship when you've been cheated on, or a past friendship where they've betrayed your trust, or they've betrayed your friendship, or they've took your testimony and made it gossip. You pray that that doesn't happen. But we try to mold other people instead of confronting and healing personally, doing that personal point of personal time of healing and rest and restoration. We try to fix the people that we're around. Have you ever been in a situation where instead of healing, you try to fix someone? I know I have, where I wanted someone to look a certain way, and I wanted them to talk a certain way, and I wanted them to be a certain way. Instead of letting them authentically be them, I made them into what I wanted them to be. I know I've repeated that several times, but just, you know, listen. This is a season where we must be authentic. We must be ourselves. We must walk in the trueness of ourselves. We have to be authentic. And with that, we have to, one, stop trying to fix people, and two, stop allowing other people to fix us. Stop being used, to stop being manipulated, to stop being controlled. Because trying to fix some, in a lot of cases, when you try to fix somebody, and this may trigger somebody because somebody's been in this situation on both sides of this, you've been controlled and you've been controlling. Mm-hmm. I knew you wouldn't like that very much. I knew that was going to trigger you. I understand that. I apologize. But it had to be said. You've been on both sides where you have been controlled by someone. They didn't like who you were or who you are. And so they were critical of who you are. Oh, I don't like your hair like that. Oh, you need to grow your hair out. Oh, you need to do this. Oh, you need to do that. Oh, you need to do this. Oh, you need to dress this way. Oh, you need to show this. Oh, you need to do that. Oh, you need to wear those. Oh, we're oftentimes in situations where we are controlled by other people's opinions of what we look like and what we do. Ooh, you shouldn't work there. Ooh, you shouldn't do this. Ooh, you shouldn't follow that dream. We are often controlled by other people's opinions. Have you ever been controlled by somebody's opinions of what you look like and what you should say and where you should be and where you should work? We're often controlled by that. I know I have. I know I've been on both sides. We're in a society where we are controlled by other people's opinions of what we should look like. We're controlled by other people's beauty standards. We're controlled by other people's opinions about what we look like and our skin color. We're in that world right now. We've been there, but it's all coming to light now. Situations have arrived where people don't like another person for the color of their skin. It's been going on for years, and we can no longer hide from it, and we can no longer be controlled by other people's opinions about what size we should be and what color we should be and what our hair should look like and what. Listen, okay, I'm going to use this as an example for my ladies. Have you ever been told that your hairstyle is threatening? Have you ever been told that your hairstyle's been threatening? Or it's too much? Or it's too, you're not approachable? Fellas, have you ever been told that your beard or your dreads or whatever, or the way you dress is not inviting? It's threatening. And oftentimes, when your self-esteem is low, or you're trying to impress people, you would do the unnecessary things. And I do mean unnecessary things to fit in their bubble. You do the unnecessary things to fit the mold of other people. All because oftentimes they are threatened by you being you. They're threatened by the real you. And oftentimes people try to control who you are because they're not in tune with who they are. They're not in tune with who they are. Before you try to control anybody's anything, make sure that you're perfect. And nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect at all. But make sure you're perfect before you try to control anybody's anything or give advice about anything else that anybody else is doing. And before you try to mold somebody based on your comfort level. I've been told numerous times that, you know, because I'm around a certain group of people, that I should do A, B, and C. And that certain things are not uninviting. And that I should act a certain way. Because it would make people uncomfortable. I've even told myself to act a certain way because people would be uncomfortable. Have you ever told yourself, I'm not going to do that because such and such is going to be uncomfortable? I'm not going to be myself. And I mean on the positive level of that. And I mean on the positive side of that. I'm not going to be myself. Not going to do it. Can't go for that. No can do. I'm not going to be myself. Because it's going to make somebody absolutely uncomfortable. Excuse me. You're getting all the real and the raw today. Sneezes and yawns. But we oftentimes find ourselves saying that to ourselves. I said, oh, I can't, I'm going into the setting, I got to do a certain thing. I'm going in that setting, I got to do a certain thing. And yes, sir, yes, certain settings involve certain things and to do certain things. But make sure that you're doing it and that even in the midst of that, you're being yourself. Do it to fit the setting, not somebody's discomfort, not somebody's comfort level. Because the more you allow people to fix you, and the more you allow yourself to be controlled by other people's opinions, you will be at the mercy of their opinions and the mercy of what they think and the mercy and the, of what they or what they do to you. You'll be at the mercy of that. You will never get it completely right in their eyes. And so you will do everything that they absolutely say, no matter how dastardly, no matter how destroying, no matter how painful it can be and will be. You will do everything, and I absolutely mean everything, to do what they say. You'll do it. I heard this quote, and it basically says, when you live for other people's opinions, you'll die at the point of their rejection. If you live for people's opinions, you'll die at the point of their rejection. How many dreams of yours have died? How many goals of yours have fallen to the wayside? How many plans of yours have stalled? How many things that you've done in your life have grinded to a screeching halt? All because you lived for other people's opinions and you tried to live through other people's comfort zones. And you've tried to mold yourself into what others think you should be instead of what God has designed you to be. How many people? I know I have. I know sometimes I still struggle with that. Trying to be something that I'm not to people who don't care whether I do it or not. They just wanted to see whether I would do it. But they don't care whether you sink or swim. And so I encourage you that if you are a fixer, learn how to say it's none of my business. Learn how to say, listen, I wasn't invited into this, and I'm not going to invite myself. They didn't ask me. God didn't tell me to say it. I was not invited in this situation. And I'm not going to jump my way into this situation. So I'm going to carefully and cautiously back away. And if they ask me for my opinion, I will gladly give it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And on the other side of that, if you're being, if you're on the other side where you're not the fixer, but people have tried to fix you, you have to learn how to set some boundaries. Set boundaries. You have to let people know. You have to show them how and how not to treat you. You have to let people know, listen, this is not how this is going to go. This is not what we're going to do. You're going to take me as I am. If I feel like I need to change, it won't be on your merit. It won't be because you don't like something that I'm doing. It'll be a situation where I feel that a change is needed. It won't be based on another person's opinion, and I will release myself from the gravitational pull of other people's opinions of where I am. Long story short, you got to set boundaries. And another part of that is you have to tell people, I didn't ask you how you felt. I didn't ask you what you thought. But somehow you did it anyway. Well, you should do this. I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask you. I know that sounds rude, but sometimes you have to tell people, listen, I didn't ask you. I didn't call you on the phone and go, you know, what do you think of this? And that's, like I said, it sounds rude. It sounds arrogant. It sounds anything you want to call it. It probably sounds like. But at the same time, you have to tell people that. I didn't ask you what you thought. So I encourage you as you go into the rest of this week, as you go into midweek, to think about those times that you've been the fixer, that you've tried to fix people. And allow those people that you try to fix to set boundaries and to bring about change and to want change for themselves, not because you want it for, not because you want it, but want change for themselves. Allow people to heal and grow and change on their own. Pray for them. Pray for them. But allow them to want change for themselves and allow them to heal and get set free and get restored and grow and mature on their own. I ask the questions again. Are you the fixer? And have you ever been tried? And have you ever, has anyone ever, excuse me, tried to fix you? Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22 underscore podcast. That is 22 underscore podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at Alex J underscore live. That is Alex J underscore live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.